Welcome to the Lauren of Love podcast, where we believe that self-healing is a spiritual journey and your success on that path is inevitable. I'm an expert self-healing guide, a mentor for women who are on their life transformation journeys. I'm also a success coach and a deep advocate of plant medicine, which I talk about a lot on the show. But the Lauren of Love podcast isn't about me. It's about helping you move one step closer to your dream life and creating the reality you deserve. Whether you are healing chronic illness, childhood trauma, financial blocks, or you just want to love yourself more in this lifetime, you're in the right place. Join me every week as we talk about spiritual principles, conscious life creation, and success strategies to expand your mind, heal your heart, and bring you back home to yourself. Okay, here we go. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Lauren of Love podcast. And today I'm getting real raw and honest with you about my launch process. If you guys don't know, it's like the final days to come join the Wild Wealthy Feminine. We've had the cart open for about 2 weeks and we kick things off on Wednesday. Officially is the last day to join. So usually what I do is I record an episode after my launch, talk about lessons and all the things, but I thought to myself, how cool would it be to have a conversation in real time, to share with you behind the scenes as the doors are opening, the energy that I'm in, what I'm feeling, what's coming up, what I'm learning, the lessons that are coming through, and most importantly, the themes that I have been noticing for a lot of students coming into the Wild Wealthy Feminine. Now, I'm going to say right now, get ready. This is one of those episodes that's going to make you go, oh my God, she's talking about this, but I'm going to talk about it. We're going to get real. We're going to get raw. We're going to get honest, and I'm going to share my heart and be vulnerable with you all about what the journey of this six-figure launch has been like. So without further ado, grab a cup of tea and let's dive in. Okay. So full disclosure, this is a podcast recording take number 3. I think I'm trying really hard to deliver all of this information in a really cohesive way, recognizing that it's not going to be cohesive. Like, there's a lot of stuff we have to explore. There are a lot of things that I want to talk about in this episode. And it may feel like a jumbled mess to you, but guess what? Launches are messy and we have a lot of things to dive into. So let me first give you a little bit of an overhead view of what we are going to talk about today. We are going to talk about the lessons, the patterns, and the trends that I'm seeing from students joining the Wild Wealthy Feminine. We are going to talk about some of my personal big lessons that I received in my study of holding space and having many discovery calls and launching and opening doors and what I've been moving through and holding the space. And we are going to talk about the ways in which to flow in a launch process. So let's start with that last one because I think it's really important. A lot of people are maybe listening to this podcast because they want effective launches. And being somebody myself who's able to have six-figure launches, it's really cool to be able to teach my launch process inside of the Wild Wealthy Feminine. We're not going to go into my structure here, but I just want to say that like structure is really important. It's why in the Wild Wealthy Feminine, I do talk a lot about the feminine strategies that I use in business, as well as all the inner work we do. Because when you don't have a structure, you kind of feel like you're all over the place all the time. And launching can be one of those times where you feel like your energy is really ungrounded. You're hoping to get a lot of enrollments. You're wondering if people are going to come in. You're getting stressed out. You're on the emotional roller coaster. You always feel like there's something you have to do. And over the last 10 years, I've been able to really refine my process to create a lot of harmony and cohesive energy not just in my marketing and my messaging to land sales, but also in my life, to feel like this is cohesive, right? It's not like business is taking over my life. It's not like it's jumbled. There's a flow, there's a channel, it's receiving, it's working, and that's amazing. So for those of you who don't know, launch is a season of entrepreneurship that I like to refer to as harvest season. I talk about the seasons in Wild Wealthy Feminine too, so make sure if you haven't joined, you come join us. The doors are still open till Wednesday. So this is really cool to be able to record this in real time, like as the launch is still happening. I really love that. And when you're launching, you are opening the cart for just a certain period of time, and then you're closing the cart for whatever it is your offer is in the world, right? For me, it's group coaching programs. I really love them. I do launch processes for the HEAL program. I do launch processes for the Wild Wealthy Feminine program. And then I also do launches for my high level mastermind that is opening doors this summer again. And so I've been doing this for a while, and I've learned that launching can be a really, really stressful time. And in order to be really successful in my business, it's very important to me that I manage my energy and that I'm always looking at the launch experience from a lens of what can I learn about myself here. A lot of people, when we're taught launches, we're taught, oh, set intentions for how many people you want to receive. And while that's really great, what we also have to remember is the whole entire open doors process is a ceremony experience. It is a spiritual initiation. It is going to bring up your shadows, your ego, your unintegrated aspects of self. It's going to activate the parts of you that still need to be healed. And to be able to get better and better and better in your launch experience of receiving, we have to become stronger in our ability to really grow on a personal level during our launch experiences. So here's what I mean. Someone asked me this in my Conscious Creator Mastermind. She said, Lauren, what do you actually do spiritually to prepare for your launches? And something I do, obviously, I light a candle for the intention of the program. I'll sing some songs. I'll do a little ceremony in my house. But every single launch, I will actually set a intention for what I personally and energetically want to work on during that launch experience. So in, you know, the early days of the HEAL program, my intention was I want to run this launch and learn how to believe in myself. And then later it was, I want to run this launch and not be afraid to be too more vulnerable. I want to run this launch and learn how to play. I want to run this launch and feel powerful. Now, what's important to note is that none of those things have to do with receiving, but they have everything to do with receiving. Because when you are in a strong energetic match to the vibrations of yes, more, right? Because you're working on your peace, you're working on your confidence, you're working on your highest self, you're working on your embodiment and your sovereignty, you're able to hold space to receive more. And what's really important to know about this is that when people are coming into investing with you, they're not investing with you because of what you say or how fancy you say it. They're investing with you because they want to be in your energy. That's really important, right? It's an energetic relationship. When I have had discovery calls for my programs, the common theme that I hear from women is that there's something about my energy that they resonate with and they want to know more. And let that be a testament to the power of what your energy is and the ability you have to really impact a room just by the frequency you carry and just by being yourself. So it's really important that when we go into our launches, we have this energetic intention. And my energetic intention for this round of the Wild Wealthy Feminine was to give myself permission to allow this launch to be the most regulated I ever felt. And I did that. I feel really regulated. I feel calm. I feel grounded. I feel balanced. I feel peaceful. I don't feel like I'm overworking. I don't feel like I'm putting pressure on myself. I did a really good job of cultivating into that energy. But what I really want you to know is that when you set a prayer or intention for yourself, and this is a very missed mark in the journey of healing in general, forget entrepreneurship, everything. when we set an intention to heal something, everything that is not in alignment is going to manifest to the surface to be looked at. So some people think this is a problem. They're doing it wrong, or they're getting in their own way, or they're self-sabotaging. And so they'll say things like, Lauren, like I set this intention to be empowered, and like now all these things that make me feel insecure are happening. Or, Lauren, I really wanted to feel abundant, but now I'm getting all these bills in the mail and it's stressing me out. Or, Lauren, I wanted to believe in myself, but X, Y, and Z is happening and I'm having a hard time holding that energy. I'm going to share a little example with you in a little brief behind the scenes dialogue of like what I went through this launch to show you how to maybe navigate these things with a different eye and a different lens and a different perspective. Because majority of the time, if we're looking at these things that are coming up as things that we want to avoid, things that are getting in our way, things that are stopping us from feeling the abundance that we really want, we're actually missing the point, right? Because there's medicine in these experiences to teach us about ourselves. And when we can learn about ourselves a little bit more, we can heal a little bit more to become more empowered. So here's my example, real, raw, honest, and vulnerable. In the beginning of my launch, I had three experiences happen almost like back to back that brought up dysregulation. Right. So I set this intention. I'm going to be so regulated. I'm going to be so grounded. I'm going to be so peaceful. And then boom, 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 all these things happen that made me feel a shift in my energy. And I had to sit with it and look at it and think about it and really ask myself, like, what is this showing me about myself, right? My prayer to be regulated, these things that are coming up that are making me feel dysregulated. What is this offering me to learn? And so point number one, you guys ready? First thing that happened for me, part of regulation for me is about having balance in my schedule, not feeling like I always have to work and not feeling like I always have to check my phone. And for a long time, I think what kept me very dysregulated in my business was feeling like I was like almost trapped in it. Like I had to always respond to everything and I had to always be in it and I had to always be reacting to it. And over the last couple of years, I've gotten better at being able to be like, no, I have a life and I'm going to meet my needs and I'm going to nourish myself and I come first and then I will show up in my business. So on a Friday, I had this like thought. It was my anniversary. This was a couple of Fridays ago. It was my wedding anniversary and my husband and I decided we were going to go to a float tank and the doors are open for Wild Wealthy Feminine. And I'm like, yeah, Lauren, you're doing great. You're regulating yourself. Look at you going to the spa. It's amazing. And so I'm sinking into my regulation. I'm like, oh, this feels so good. And then I open my phone on Monday and I have a message from one of my soulmate one-on-one clients. Now, here's what you need to know. I love my one-on-one clients. Like I am in a place in my business where I work with just a handful of one-on-one clients and they're all so magical. I love the deep dive work we do. I love the transformations I witness and every client is so special to me. And there's this one particular one-on-one client that is like, I think we were like sisters in another lifetime because I just adore her in such a unique way. And she's been a one-on-one client now for 2 years. She was a Wild Wealthy Feminine program student. She scaled her business to 6 figures in our time together. And now she's going to 250K this year. And I just adore her, right? I feel so good working with her. She's so receptive to the inner work. She like calls herself out. She deep dives. She asks questions. She shows up authentically and she applies the strategies I've been teaching her, which have been really just so beautiful this year, right? I'm so proud of her. Anyway, she reaches out to me and my gut sinks. And she says, Lauren, I just got to tell you, it was my birthday on Friday and you did not wish me happy birthday. And you only acknowledged my birthday when I said something about it. And I just want to say that really upset me. And I just want to express that. Now, here's where my dysregulation comes in, right? Because something is happening that is making me feel unsafe. And I have to sit and process and understand what that actually means. And what's important to note is that sometimes dysregulation in the body may say things right away that aren't actually what is authentic or truthful to you. So originally when that happened, and I'm looking at this message, the immediate thought I got was, see, Lauren, this is what happens when you put yourself first. You can't do that because people will be mad at you, right? Now, that's not true. That was what my ego was saying in response, because now I'm dysregulated and I'm having a thought from that state of dysregulation. So it's not what that is saying. It's like, what's happening underneath the surface, right? What is this really actually about? And there's, what is this about in terms of the dynamic of what she's feeling, right? And then there's also, what is this actually about in terms of what this is doing to my body right now? Like, what is happening to my body, right? It's an important study. So I sat with it and I tried to understand it. And I realized that really, like, what was going on was that I was feeling like I immediately went to the state of like, what did I do wrong? Right? Like, oh my God, what did I do wrong? Like, why did I do something wrong? Why can't I be right? Why can't I do things right? And that feeling and that pain and that frustration was really underneath the surface of all of this. And I realized in that moment that oftentimes when I'm in launch mode in the past, the reason that I'm so dysregulated in opening doors and wanting to receive people is because I'm afraid that I'm doing it wrong. You see? What's coming up is here to teach me something. Now, the second pattern happened again, which was quite interesting. I had a student that was going to work with me one-on-one, and I'm very protective of my intimate one-to-one space. So you have to fill out an application and we have to have a discovery call. And this person financially is in a really strong place in her entrepreneurial journey, but she's ready to do the deep, deep inner work. And then she kind of just like ghosted and didn't show up for a while and didn't respond about, you know, following through in a one-to-one container. And then when I did reach out to her and follow up, the answer and response I got felt like unclear and undirect. And again, that was bringing up this feeling of like, man, fuck, what's going on? And frustration, right? I gave this woman my time. We dropped in. We had this intimate thing. It was really beautiful. I felt like I was so excited for the prayer of holding space for her. And I also clearly expressed that, you know, hey, just so you know, like I only hold open space for a short period of time. So like, if this is something you want to do, let's do it. And then it was like a month later that I was getting the response. So I was like feeling a little bit like kind of off about that, you know, and I could feel the dysregulation. Again, I'm in the middle of my launch for Wild Wealthy Feminine. So this thing is happening. I'm like, ah, why am I feeling so activated by this? Like, what is this here to teach me? And I sat with it and I sat with it and I realized I'm internalizing this to think I did something wrong. Again, same pattern, right? Then there was a third experience. Now this one, I got some news for you. And before we go into this third one, I just want to say with the second piece, the second example I'm giving you, this is just what's really important for me to express here is the idea that we should not be putting people who make a lot of money on a pedestal and thinking that because they make a lot of money, they have a true aligned right relationship with sales and entrepreneurship and being able to make decisions and invest in themselves and communicating clearly, right? Because yeah, not every investment is right for everybody. But the point being is like, we're all human and we need to give ourselves permission to understand that. And even though you're seeing people at high levels of success and you're like, yeah, I want that. Underneath the surface though, when you like get real and raw and honest about what they're personally navigating, you'll realize that they're human just like you. They still have money objections. They still have discomfort investing in themselves. They still feel insecure when somebody says no, right? Like we all have these things, right? We all have these things. So we can't be afraid to embrace them and to accept them and to learn from them. So in this moment, what I realized was that I was placing so much insecurity on myself of like, why didn't she want to sign up with me? Why didn't she see the value in what I have to offer? And I realized, oh, interesting, Lauren, here it is again. You're immediately going inward and being like, What are you doing wrong? Right? What did you do wrong, Lauren? How is it your fault? And that's a pattern from my childhood where for a long time when I was growing up, if I got a bad grade on a test, it was my fault because I didn't study enough. If a friend stopped being friends with me, it was my fault, my mom said, because I probably said something to upset her. And so I was always trained as a child to like look for the areas of me where things could be my fault, right? And taking an obsessively overwhelming amount of responsibility of ownership when really I don't always have to. Sometimes it could just be this isn't a good fit. Sometimes it could just be she's upset because I didn't wish her happy birthday. Sometimes it's not all my mind to hold, you know what I'm saying? So this was a really important lesson related to launch. The third thing came up, and this third one is jam-packed, so please listen up and listen carefully. And I may not say everything right, but I'm going to express this in a way that I think it's really, really, really important. I am having discovery calls with students, bringing people into the program, getting people in. I'm loving the conversations. It's so good. Everyone's amazing. The intentions are fire. Everyone is like just so incredible. All the students that are joining, we're talking in our community app on Discord. Everybody's talking about the pre-work and the intentions they're setting and introducing themselves and sharing in the meetup groups. And then I have a student who I talked to on the phone who I really love. Incredible woman, so beautiful. Her energy is just gorgeous, and she has an incredible journey of her life. She gets vulnerable with me. She shares about what she's moving through, her entrepreneurial vision, and I feel very inspired and very excited to work with her. And I said, you know, take your time, because on my sales calls, I don't like to push. I like people to, you know, relax into their decisions. And I was surprised to see that right after our call, she signed up. Now, here's where it gets interesting. This woman, the next day, sends me a message and she says, you know, Lauren, I've been thinking financially, this feels like it's like a bit of a risk for me. And I'm really nervous. And I feel like maybe can we pause this and can I come back when I'm later established? And I started to unpack that with her about what was moving through and just really making sure that I understood what was happening so I could support her, because sometimes people do come into your programs and they sign up and then all the ego comes up and they're freaking out and they're stressed out and they're like, whoa, oh my God, this is intense. And they need to move through it and show up and continue to do the program because it's the program's medicine that's really working and bringing these things up. And it's a good thing, right? What's coming up is coming up to be released. In other cases, I like to practice, you know, really listening and understanding what was going on, because sometimes that excuse isn't really why somebody doesn't feel like they don't want to be a part of a program. It's something else. We say that, right? Like if you don't really want something, sometimes we're like, yeah, it's too expensive. We don't really want it, right? So I wanted to understand her and really get to the nitty gritty of like, why is it that she's in a place where she was so gung-ho about this that she signed up right away, and I was so surprised. And now all of a sudden, after diving into the prep work and the community, she's like, I want out. And so we started to open up this dialogue, because for me, you know, I think that that's important to hold space for those conversations and not be that type of person that's an asshole and is like, oh, well, you signed a contract, tough shit. You know, like I want to hold space to understand. That's really, really important to me. So as we're starting to talk and we're starting to open up, she finally at the end expresses, she says, you know, I personally do not feel safe in a healing container with a lot of white women. And I went into the Discord group and there are a lot of white women in there. And I don't feel like this is a safe space for me to do this healing work. I took a minute with that. I took a long minute with that. And if that's something that's coming up for you as a facilitator, I would like you to take a long minute with that too. It is very important to hear that and to really hear that and listen. You know, in my communities, the community feature on Discord is a place where a lot of people don't show their face. They put like a little image logo for privacy purposes. And I recognize that sometimes there are communities that feel unsafe because there is not enough diversity. Now, in my experience, being on live calls with my communities and my HEAL program, talking to students in Discord, talking to students who join the Wild Wealthy Feminine, I have a good amount of diversity. And I think that's because I keep my prices at an affordable rate so they're accessible to all, so that people don't feel like they need to be this like pristine, perfect thing. And that vulnerability of like, yeah, I don't mean to make $20, $15, $30, $40 million to be in this program, right? We're all equals. And when we create equality financially, I think sometimes it creates a nice diversity in all ways, right? It allows us to have all different points of view, all different life, all different experiences of the entrepreneurial journey, all different histories. I have women in all different types of the world because my programs are accessible, right? And so that's really incredible. So when she said this to me, I had this moment where I was like, that's not true, right? And I had to check that, and I had to take a minute to be like, wait, Lauren, hold on. Is it true? Like, maybe we can have some more diversity here. Maybe we can do something to create a little bit more diversity in our spaces so people feel safe, right? So I had that moment. And again, just very similarly, like, it's not what first comes up that's the lesson. It's like the stuff underneath, right? And so then I started to sit with it more, and I could see that, again, like the same fucking pattern of like, did I do something wrong? Fuck, did I do something wrong? Shit, why can't I do it right? Why am I disappointing people? Why am I not enough for people? Why am I not living up to the standards? And so these three things that were coming up were like all the same thematic thing to teach me that the source of my dysregulation is unworthiness. It's just the pattern of unworthiness, and seeing where that's triggered and how that is triggered in my life is the greatest gift. It was so beautiful to receive that. Now, I want to follow up with this last point because I think this is very, very important to speak to and say, you know, and I was talking to my husband about this as well, that like there are a lot of people who grew up in mainly white schools who felt completely othered because of the color of their skin, right? And how they grew up and their, you know, their ethnicity. There are so many people who have those generational wounds and those ancestral wounds and those wounds from their childhood. And we cannot dismiss that, okay? Like, that's just really, like, it's fucking important to hear that and really understand that, like, that's a traumatic experience that is really hard to navigate. And it's still playing out for many people in adult life where we're constantly walking around feeling like we're separate from the world, right? We're, that there's something separate from the rest of everybody else. And so when you're creating these vulnerable spaces of deep intimacy and deep connection and deep sharing and deep expressing and deep transformation work, if somebody is coming to you and saying, hey, like, this doesn't really feel like safe to me, I feel like you got to honor that. You know what I mean? Like, you can't, what really upsets me is when I hear from people where like they go into containers and they just feel completely misaligned. They feel completely out of alignment. They feel like it's completely awful. And then the person, you know, right away, right? Like right away, like the first week, and they're like, this isn't right. And they're like, oh, well, tough. You're here. You signed up. Your fault. I don't love that. I think it's an important thing to like hold people accountable to their investments. But I also think that we have to honor and respect trauma responses as they come up and really meet the needs of people as they come up. And especially when it comes to diversity and we're talking about the BIPOC world and like people who really are trying to create and find spaces of safety to heal And for me, like, safety is such a fucking priority. If somebody is in a place where they're like, I don't really feel safe, okay, let me give you permission to exhale and step away if that's what you want. And I will hear you and I understand what you're saying to me, and I will take this and I will learn from it and I will do better because that's my responsibility. And I think there are like a lot of people, you know, this is just speaking to any issue, okay? Like, I know we're talking about race here, but this is also like, you know, somebody who is like non-gender conforming, right? Like the non-binary, they're non-binary and they come into your spaces. We had a non-binary student come into our ceremony containers, and she, you know, Stephanie and I, we were having this conversation and she was like, yeah, how can we do better? And then we talked to this non-binary person and they said, hey, here's some suggestions. Like, this is maybe how we can improve. And I loved that they said that. It was amazing. Listen, okay? You may not take everything as a yes. You may not see everything somebody is saying to you as something you have to implement or that is important to you. But that doesn't mean you can't listen and practice discernment at the same time. It doesn't mean you can't honor people and what they're going through and really respect their process of being heard at the same time you make decisions for yourself, right? As an entrepreneur, as a business owner. So like, I don't know. I think what I'm saying here is like, be compassionate. Like, be really compassionate and be able to learn and be able to grow. You know, in this particular case, this was like, you know, I know that diversity and inclusivity and accessibility are all really important values to me as a leader of space holder. I also know that I am learning. And I don't have to be so hard on myself and be like, what did I do wrong? You know, I can be like, all right, here's some things you can learn. This is great. And give her safety, give her permission to say, maybe this isn't actually what I need right now. And that's okay, you know, and honor her. And I think that was actually an incredibly healing thing for her to not feel trapped and feel like she can step away and like, you know, not now, maybe later, one day. Let's stay connected. Here are some resources. Enjoy. When you feel safe to be seen in a group and heal that wound, it's okay. You don't have to do that now, but if when you're ready, you know, it's here. And that's how I feel about that. So the moral of the story is that all three of these patterns were coming up for me to really see that all underneath the surface of feeling dysregulated is a pattern of truly being very hard on myself. That's the end of the lesson. So let's stop that. Let's stop being hard on ourselves. Let's learn to love ourselves. Let's learn to be patient. And I got to tell you, just riffing off of this last piece of conversation that we're talking about, there are a lot of people in the industry that I've been, I don't want to say hearing about because names have not been mentioned, but there've just been so many conversations in my Wild Wealthy Feminine Discovery calls from women who have had bad experiences investing elsewhere. And it really, really breaks my heart. And so I think what I'm trying to do in this dialogue as we piggyback off of this concept of inclusivity and allowing people permission to say no to things and not having to push sales all the time, like that's something that is so important to me. Like when I have sales calls, like I'm not pushing on money objections. I'm respecting boundaries. I'm honoring people. I'm telling them to check in with their body and take time to think about their experiences and their decisions. And I think what we're opening up now in our part two conversation is like what I'm learning as like the big pain points that are existing in this industry and how we can do better and how we can do different. So on that topic of creating more diversity, I want to say something that is probably going to be like a weird can of worms, but I say this because it's something that I'm still processing and I love being able to be vulnerable with you guys. There's this question I get asked every often in my DMs about accessibility. And the question I get asked is, hey, do you have scholarships for BIPOC? Right, is you have special scholarships for BIPOC. And I've been really reflecting on this because I feel like there are people that I have seen in the industry who do that, and they have very successful launches, and they offer these scholarships as ways to create accessibility. But not all the time is that designed in a soul-centered way, and instead is somehow used as a marketing tactic, if that makes sense. So I've been like reflecting on that and just really sitting with like, what, how can we create more diversity, and what is the source of diversity? And for me, that's like keeping my prices low, just generally, right? And allowing people the opportunities to get in at multiple places, whether it's a $9 course or a $40 course, there's so much to study. And so whenever a woman comes to me, regardless of where she lives or whether she's a mom or not, if she's saying to me, hey, this is not something I can afford right now, to me, what that also indicates is that there's not a lot of time freedom, right? Because they're so pressure filled, and it's probably more aligned for them to start with like a lower cost digital course, right? So I always let them know that those courses are accessible so that they can grow from where they are, get a little bit of momentum, move the needle forward. And then when they're ready, the Wild Wealthy Feminine or the HEAL program are available to them. But I'm sharing this because what I'm noticing in the online space is that there are things that people are doing, and with anything that they're doing, sometimes it's from a really good intention space and sometimes it's from a not so good intention space. So I want to share about this just so we can like open up the dialogue for you guys to practice discernment. One of the things that does come up is like coaches who charge crazy amounts of money, like $17,000, $15,000. So my one-on-one packages right now, for context, to work with me for a year is $15,000. But I create so much fucking resource out there in the world that like there's really, unless you're in that place where you're like, yeah, I really need to work with her, there's no reason, right? You have so much to dive into, so much study, so much magic, so many resources. And so I do create a higher package for my one-to-one, but that's because I really spend most of my time creating and working with my groups and doing my podcasts and creating my Instagram content and making new courses for you guys and doing the membership and the mastermind. So like I do try to limit the amount of time that I'm available for one-on-one. So for me, charging that amount of money feels really an integrity. However, there are people who are charging $15,000 to work with them for a month or 2 months or even $60,000 or $500,000. And I've seen these things. And this is another example, just like I shared in the analogy of BIPOC scholarships, right? There are some people who are doing these things in a really great way. And then there are also some people who are doing them in a really unhealthy way where they're, you know, for example, you have to invest in yourself. If you don't make this leap, if you don't have a one-on-one coach, then you're clearly, it's not important to you to create the life of your dreams, and you just don't want it bad enough, and sell your car and take out a loan and like just all this crazy stuff. It's just crazy, right? So like, please practice discernment to know like where people are coming from and if their values are in alignment with yours. That's very, very, very important to not just check in with what somebody has, how successful they are, what they're achieving, how many dollars they have in their bank account, but like what are their values, and are they living in a value way that is in alignment with the way that you want to live your life? And do they prioritize integrity? Do they prioritize compassion? Do they prioritize humility and humbleness and gentleness? For me, those are important values. And I'm not going to work with anybody that doesn't value those things, because I could see right through that shit, right? Like, and you may feel that way too. So just remember that, you know, that's the first thing. The other thing is that there are a lot of people that I've been talking to who come into programs, and it's very fascinating to me, like the questions that I've been getting asked, noticing that they are on these discovery calls, the people who are asking these questions are asking them because they've been jaded from previous experiences where they've invested and they've been disappointed. So they're covering all their bases, and they'll ask things like, yeah, are you the one that's actually doing the live calls? Are you in the community app, or is it somebody else? The program, is it like created yet, or is this something that you're going to create later? Like, And I'm very shocked, right? Because this is a very new thing to have these questions come through. And it's happening because there are people who have enrolled in programs with certain promises. Like, yeah, that person's going to be in the community app answering questions. And yes, that person is going to be doing the discovery calls, and that person is going to be doing the sales calls. And then you get into the program and you think that person is going to be leading the live calls, and they're not even there. They're not even there. Or the content that is in the program is like 20 years old and it doesn't even apply anymore. And so this is just like, oh my gosh, this is so important for me to speak to like ask the questions. So for you guys who are asking these questions, I just want to say, continue to ask, because this industry is not regulated and you can hire somebody on the internet and be radically disappointed, or you can actually like be in a safe space. And part of having a safe space is about asking questions that enhance your likelihood of being safe. So in this case, yeah, ask those questions. The Wild Wealthy Feminine was completely redesigned this year. I recorded every training new and fresh. There are tons of bonuses this year that have been added as well. I'm in the Discord group, which is our community app, at least once Monday through Friday. And then I'm also like once a day, I mean Monday through Friday. Sometimes I take Fridays off or Mondays off, but I'm generally there. And then also the live calls. I run the live calls and I'm the one responding in the Discord community to you, just so you know those important details. And it's such a shame. Like, I just want to say that. And, you know, I think what comes up for a lot of people too is that because these things are happening in the industry, we're almost afraid to be in this industry because we don't want to be part of the problem. But what's really important to know is that if these things are happening to you or through your life experience, these are signs that you are being taught how you want to authentically do things. And sometimes we have to learn that by seeing what is not in alignment and what's actually harmful. So please be clear, right? Please be clear in your messaging, in your branding, in your mission. Be honest about what you offer in the world and ask questions as a consumer. That's really, really important. I've noticed some other patterns from students coming into the program, and I want to take a minute to share about them. So I'm drinking a protein shake in between here. So if you're listening, I don't know how we're going to riff on this, but we're just going to riff on it. Look, please stop buying a bunch of programs thinking it's going to save you. Case in point. Oh, this is finally going to be the thing. This is finally going to be the thing. No, you are the thing. You've been the thing all along. Don't you realize this? Come on, come realize it. Right? If you're going to come into the Wild Wealthy Feminine, I do not want you being there thinking that this is just another thing and replaying the same pattern over and over again, because savior complex is a real thing, you guys. And there are a lot of people out there who are spending so much money looking to be saved. And what they don't actually realize is what they should be investing in instead is a study of learning how to save themselves, realizing that they didn't really need to save anything all along, because they have everything they need, because they're empowered, because they have the gifts that they're really meant to have in the world, because they have everything they need to create success right now. Okay, like we have to stop buying that next thing just so that it solves the problem so we can get out of pain. And what we have to do instead is invest with the promise that we are going to become the version of ourselves that we really want to be. And that's what the Wild Wealthy Feminine is all about. I had a student reach out to me the other day. She said, Lauren, this time I'm not buying a program because I think this is going to be the program that changes everything. I'm buying this program because I decided that I am going to change everything right now. And this program is going to support me and showing me how to do that. But it's me. I am the one doing this. And it was just such a beautiful message. And it reminded me that there are some patterns here that we have to break. And this program is not about rescuing you, right? This is about transformation and becoming the most empowered version of yourself, in releasing all the things that have been holding you back, rewiring your subconscious mind, coming into right relationship with yourself, deepening your relationship with your spiritual gifts and your relationship to spirit, and learning some new things along the way about how to build a successful, aligned business from the heart. That's what this is about. So no more saviors complex, no more trying to save yourself with this thing is going to rescue me. Let me buy this program. It's going to rescue me. No, we can't do that. Another pattern that I've seen is that a lot of people are waking up, which is really beautiful, to the feeling, the awareness that inner work is really important. You know, one of the things that makes the Wild Wealthy Feminine so unique is that it is a healing immersion and a transformation journey. But also I teach my feminine business practices, my business strategies, if you will, right? And I teach business from a feminine approach. And it's really important because what exists in the world out there seems to be a polarizing divide between these two things, where it's just strategy or it's just inner work. And I think what people are realizing as entrepreneurs is that we actually need both of these things, and that inner work is actually really important. I had a student reach out and she said, Lauren, I'm just realizing now that actually what I've really needed all along was the inner work on myself. And that is one of the biggest breakthroughs we can have as entrepreneurs, because we are the vessels of our business and everything we need is already within us. The Wild Wealthy Feminine program is my favorite signature group coaching program that I run here in the Lauren of Love brand, because every single round I have the honor of working with so many amazing entrepreneurs. These are women who are just starting their business, women who have been trying to build a business for a while, women who have been building the business and are ready to go deeper into their expansion. So we have such a beautiful, diverse group of women inside of these containers, and the whole premise and focus of the Wild Wealthy Feminine program is to heal the things that are stopping you so that you can finally manifest what it is you desire. A lot of women inside of this program tell me, Lauren, I've taken all the strategy courses, I've done all the YouTube University, I've researched and tried to come up with a plan for my marketing, but every time they get stuck, overwhelmed, things don't work. They're trying, they're not getting traction. The Wild Wealthy Feminine program is the game changer, because really business is all about energetics. And if you haven't healed your relationship with worthiness, your relationship with feeling like you're a leader, your relationship with your confidence, your relationship with money, and of course your relationship with business, it can't grow. And so this is how we do the work from the inside out as feminine leaders. The Wild Wealthy Feminine Method is a 6-week group coaching container. And it's not just live group coaching calls, it's also a method of study with journal workbooks, meditations, and trainings. So there's a lot inside of this experience, and I don't want you to miss out, because doors are only open for a limited time. So if you're an entrepreneur ready to finally rewrite the narrative, to become that leader, to be powerful, to receive everything that you want, go to laurenoflove.com/wild and check out the details. laurenoflove.com/wild. The doors are open for a limited time, and I can't wait to see you there.
Some more important lessons coming through, because we're not going to stop there. We're going to keep going. These are like small little things I just want to mention as my dog is licking my face while I'm recording this video. Okay, I want to say this very gently, because I know that we all fall on different sides of the spectrum when it comes to these concepts, but I do notice that along my journey as an entrepreneur, I have seen a lot of people fall into these traps, and I'm hoping that with this reflection, maybe you can take time and just ask yourself, am I feeling this? Is this something that's coming up for me? So these are kind of like the four things that have been present as deterrents from being able to expand and really stretch into what it is you truly want in the world. The first one is, I know everything. Now, I don't really receive this often. When people have discovery calls with me, they're like 99% in the program. It's a really easy thing for them to know intuitively that this program is right for them. But there are a lot of people out there in the online space that are looping on the story of, I'm doing everything everybody tells me to, I'm following all the steps, I'm taking all the action, I know everything, but like, why am I not getting where I want to be? And one thing I told a student the other day was, have a beginner's mind. I'm 10 years into my entrepreneur journey, I still have a beginner's mind. I will go into rooms and study with other people who teach me things that I do not know, or maybe they teach me things that I hear in a different way for the first time. To say I know everything and I've learned everything I need to learn is a complete deterrent for shifting and transforming and expanding. So even though you may be in a place where you've studied a lot and you've read a lot of books and you've done a lot of programs and you've, you know, invested in X, Y, and Z and you know many, many, many things, information is not transformation, right? The embodiment work, the actual process of bringing these things into a sovereign place in your energetic field to actually apply principles is really very, very, very important. And I think that a lot of the times when we're on entrepreneur journeys specifically, we're very obsessed with strategy and we're so focused on like the physical steps that we're taking and how they're not working that we, you know, just immediately are like, well, I know everything and it's just not working. There must be something wrong with me. No, there's nothing wrong with you and you're so knowledgeable and it's amazing. And also maybe there's something you don't know yet. Maybe there's a different perspective that you haven't seen. Maybe there's a new point of view you haven't stepped into. And so having a young mind is like very, very, very necessary, especially in a world of online course creation, product creation, community creation, impact creation, because innovation is the most important medicine in this industry. And you can't innovate if you think you know everything all the time, right? So just keep that in mind. Plus, the industry is always changing and evolving too. So like, we have to be able to recognize that like, we need to always learn. I'm always learning new things that I have to try and do differently. And like, we have to give ourselves that permission to just always be adventurous and to always see different points of view. Another block to being able to receive is the avoidance of work. Okay, so a lot of people will come into Wild Wealthy Feminine with this really strong awareness that while they have done inner work and they've been working on themselves for a really long time, they haven't been working on the energetics of their entrepreneurial relationship. Now, here's what I mean. You can, in a box, do inner child work. You can also do shadow work. You can also do higher self work. You can do all those things. But if you're not understanding how to navigate the emotional relationship you have to business, and you're not actually looking at the energetic relationship you have to fear of failure, to safety around money, to visibility, to leadership, to using your voice as it relates to your entrepreneur path, you may not be doing the right type of work that's being that's able to give you results, let's just say, right? So a lot of people come into Wild Wealthy Feminine saying like, this is an entirely new perspective and I've been doing inner work for a long time, but now I'm seeing things in a totally different way. And I think sometimes for some people, we kind of like avoid the deep, deep, deep inner work because we're really actually afraid of seeing things we don't want to see, or we're facing things that we don't want to face. And so instead, we're just like, let me explore strategy all the time and I'll get somewhere. But I'm telling you right now, the real transformation and the real impact you want to create in the world is very, very rooted in your ability to actually do the spiritual and energetic work relating to your business and relating to your leadership. So that's just what I want to say about that. And then the next one is the energy around shame of spending. Oh man, this is huge. There's, there's so much happening for a lot of women now where we're really feeling like the guilt and the shame around the fact that maybe we have been taking a longer amount of time to grow our businesses than we've wanted to. Maybe we've been playing small for longer than we should have, quote unquote. Maybe we've been spending more money and not getting where we think we should be based on that timeline. Shame is a total distraction. And it's really important to remember that your unique timeline to the journey of success and abundance and creating prosperity is going to be a unique timeline to you. And it's really important to remember that if we're holding and harboring this shame around the decisions that we've made as an entrepreneur and feeling like that is something to be ashamed about or embarrassed about or frustrated by, what we're really doing is walking around with shame, frustration, and embarrassment. And then we're trying to show up as a leader in the online space for other people and be really inspiring. But the relationship we have with ourselves is so dysfunctional because that's all we're looping on, is that feeling of shame and guilt and really regret and feeling like a failure and all these things. So I just want to presence this by saying that shame, it has no place in entrepreneur timeline. It has no place. There's no place in your life, okay? Shame is not here for the purposes of love, all right? And it may be illuminating to you and coming up as you're going on this journey of the wild, wealthy feminine or whatever journey you're on as an entrepreneur. It may be resonating and illuminating because it's showing you that there is something that you really need to release here, because if you don't forgive yourself and if you don't embrace and celebrate your decisions and see your choices as empowered choices, then what happens is we start to tell ourselves this story that says, I don't actually know how to make the right decisions for myself. I actually don't know how to follow my intuition because clearly I haven't been doing it right, right? And then we start to play that out and create dysfunction and create, like, oh my God, so much remorse and regret and judgment and self-hate. And I just want to stop it all right now and just say, like, please give yourself permission to have a clean slate. In the Wild Wealthy Feminine, like the first week of the program, we're redesigning our identity with new intention and really clearing out this old relationship of business to start over. And whether or not you come into the program, you have the ability to do that, to declare new beginnings, to declare new intentions, and to really wipe the slate clean, to say everything I've done up until this point has served me. And even if it hasn't served me in the way that I thought it would, it is something that I needed to experience to become more empowered. And that's the whole point of this journey, is becoming empowered. So please release the shame around the amounts of money you've spent. Please release the guilt. You know, for me, I was telling a student about this today, actually, in the Wild Wealthy Feminine, how when I took a year sabbatical off of my business, I stopped making money and started spending a lot of money because I was doing all of these ceremonies and I was renting a second house and home and I was ordering all these supplements and blood work and lab reports, and I was just spending so much money. And I did feel an immense amount of guilt around that the year after, because I was also turning my business around in this other direction. So I wasn't making as much money as I was making in the previous years. And coming back into my business journey, it felt so hard. And I've carried shame of, like, why did I make this decision? And what I had to remember and what spirit taught me was, like, no, every decision you've made has been a right decision for you. You may not see that now, but you will understand it later. And I look back and I'm like, thank fucking God I did that. So even if you don't understand why you invested in something that didn't work out, remember that the medicine of that experience is still going to show up in your life and teach you, and you will look back one day and it will all make sense. So remember, these things chose, I would even say these things chose you, right? You were guided, you were led, and you learned something really important. So whatever that lesson was, make sure you carry it with you for the rest of your life, and that investment will be worth it. Follow your heart, trust yourself, and let go of the shame a little bit. So with that, that's it for me. That's it for me today. We covered so much. The morals of the stories here are immense. I hope you took something from this. If you are joining the Wild Wealthy Feminine, I would love to have you. It'd be so great to see you inside. The doors close on Wednesday. You can go to laurenoflove.com/wild at any point. You can message me on Instagram. The words wild now, all one word. We'll send you the details. There are testimonials. There's information on the sales page. Q&A, the FAQ section is full of important information. Make sure you read that. And the Discord group is popping off. So we hope to see you there. Enjoy the magical journey, my friends, and remember to launch with love.